Welcome to Studio Classroom. This is the place where exciting things happen. My name is Rebecca. Now, it isn't always easy dealing with challenges in life. As a matter of fact, it can actually be very discouraging when you are faced with certain struggles. Sometimes it might even seem impossible to overcome this struggle. Well, today, we are going to talk about someone who proved to be an incredible overcomer in a lesson called Ryan Reynolds. Yes, this lesson is all about Ryan Reynolds. Today, we are going to discuss the following. Overcoming difficulties. Yes, we are going to discuss how to overcome difficulties in life. So friends, make sure you have your magazines and let's get started. Let's go.
Ryan Reynolds, a handsome, famous collection of problems. An actor's bombs and hits can be difficult to deal with. But Canadian actor Ryan Reynolds had a few other problems to deal with, too. I was a really nervous kid. I was extremely sensitive, says Reynolds. He was the youngest of four brothers, and his father was strict. Reynolds discovered an escape in acting, but that world was foreign to his father. Secretly, and successfully trying out for a TV drama role didn't help their relationship. A payphone call home to say he'd left college for Hollywood was worse.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 bomb 这个名词 bomb 在这里不是指炸弹 而是指彻底的失败 例如 The director's latest movie was a box office bomb 这位导演最新的一部电影的票房非常凄惨 bomb 也可以当动词 意思是指失败或者是不及格 例如 The best-selling author's first book actually bombed really badly 这位畅销书作家的第一本书其实卖得很惨 接下来我们看的是try out这个动词片语 try out在这里是指参加运动队的选拔或者是演出的试镜 如果要说明选拔什么样的队伍或饰演什么样的角色是用for这个介系词 例如 William's trying out for the school track and field team William正在参与学校田径队的选拔 或者是Doreen tried out for the lead role But she didn't get it. Doreen 参加主角的试镜，但是没有被选上。 Try 和 out 词的中间如果加上连接号，就变成名词。例如 The tryouts for the baseball team will be next Saturday. 棒球队的选拔会在下周六举行。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, friends. I hope you're ready to learn about the actor Ryan Reynolds. Because we have a couple of days learning about his life. And it's been quite an interesting life, right, Rebecca?
Oh, it definitely has been a very interesting life. And actually, in our lesson, we read a handsome, famous collection of problems. So therefore, I can only assume that it's been a very interesting life.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't expect to read that at first. I thought Ryan Reynolds, you know, we all know he's handsome. I thought it might have read a handsome, wonderful, talented actor. But here, a handsome, famous collection of problems. I guess we're going to learn about some of the problems that he's had to deal with in his life. But it's true, he is a handsome and talented actor.
With a collection of problems. Okay, well, we read, an actor's bombs and hits can be difficult to deal with. I would actually have to agree with that completely. I mean, it's not easy dealing with challenges or when things go wrong. That can be very difficult, actually. But Canadian actor Ryan Reynolds had a few other problems to deal with, too.
Yes, he did. First of all, let's just really quickly mention, when we read about bombs here, that is a bad thing. That's when you failed, okay, in this article. It could mean other things other times. And, of course, the opposite is hits. If you've had a hit, that was a great success, okay? Maybe a singer will make a song and it becomes widely popular all over the world. That was a hit. Okay, now let's continue learning about Ryan Reynolds.
Well, here we see a quote from Ryan Reynolds himself. He says, I was a really nervous kid. I was extremely sensitive. Well, he was the youngest of four brothers, and his father was strict. Before we continue, let's take a look at this sentence pattern. The blank of, or the comparative adjective of, and then, of course, there's a noun there.
That's right. And there's a number of some kind, mm-hmm. right? So, for example, you know the story of the three little pigs, right,
oh,
Rebecca?
The three little pigs, yes.
The oldest of the three little pigs built his house of bricks. Was that a good example?
Gabe, that's a great example.
The oldest of the pigs?
The oldest of the pigs. Excellent. Well, here is another example. Sarah is the happiest of the group. Or she's the happiest of the six people in the group.
Oh, I like that, Rebecca. So you don't always have to add a number here.
No.
Sarah is the happiest of the group, okay? She's the happiest person in that group. Well, we read here Ryan Reynolds. He was the youngest of four brothers, mm-hmm. he is, and his father is strict, okay? He was strict. Reynolds discovered an escape in acting, but that world was foreign to his father. An escape in acting, okay, so like he kind of escaped that challenging mm-hmm. background and his strict father, I guess,
right.
In acting. He found this was a great way to maybe release some of his anxieties and his energy.
That's a great way of putting it, Gabe. And of course, you see this very useful phrase here, to be foreign to. If something is foreign to you or to someone, that just means that you probably or you do not know a lot about that particular thing.
Yeah, for example, I mean, you see that word foreign there. You use the word foreigner when you see someone who's not from your country, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's someone maybe who looks different. You're not familiar with their background or their culture. They are a foreigner. Let's talk about something that might be foreign to you.
I've got an example, Gabe.
Yes, Rebecca?
I've got a great example
Let's see if it's here. Great.
The idea of eating noodles for breakfast was very foreign to me until I moved to Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
I never ate noodles for breakfast. Who
Rebecca,
does that?
I gotta say, that was a good example.
Oh, I know.
Because that idea is still foreign to me, even though I've spent many years here. I have still never had noodles for breakfast. Oh, you know what's really foreign to me?
Oh, no, I don't. What is it?
The idea of getting married around age 18 to age 20. I have a friend who grew up in a community where ladies were expected to get married before they were 20 years old. That idea is very foreign to me.
And that idea is still foreign to me. Well, of course, in our lesson, we're talking about acting and how this idea, the idea of acting, was foreign to Reynolds' father. And we read, secretly and successfully trying out for a TV drama role didn't help their relationship. A pay phone call home to say he'd left college for Hollywood was worse.
So he used a pay phone to call home to say he left for Hollywood. Well, Steve and Ken have something they would like to share about pay phones in the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. When was the last time you used a payphone, or saw a payphone for that matter?
Or a telephone booth, which has become even rarer than payphones nowadays. Without phone booths, where would Clark Kent change his clothes to turn into Superman?
That could be a problem. Now, with the creation of cell phones, payphones and phone booths have become obsolete. And that just means no longer in use.
That's right. It seems like every year we see fewer and fewer payphones out there. But despite the popularity of cell phones, some people say the payphone still has its place in society. In the aftermath of 9/11 and Hurricane Sandy, when cell phone service was overwhelmed or signal towers were rendered useless, people lined up to use payphones.
Also, let's not forget the many people who can't afford a cell phone or landline. They rely on payphones to make calls.
And what about the collect call? When your cell phone is out of power and you don't have any coins on you, you can always use a payphone to make a collect call to a friend or someone in your family.
As the payphone becomes obsolete, people are more and more looking upon it with nostalgia as a symbol of simpler, less hectic days. What do you think, friends? Are payphones necessary?
Payphone, 字面上是付费的电话, 指的就是公共电话。 在人手一机的现今社会, payphone已经是相当的稀有, 甚至会变成 obsolete。 Obsolete是形容词, 表示过时的,淘汰的。 另一个已经是 obsolete的东西是 phone booth, 电话亭。 现在在路上硕果仅存的 phone booth, 大概也只有是用来做装饰用的。 尽管手机的普遍, payphone 还是有它存在的价值。 有些买不起手机的人还是依赖 payphone 打电话。 美国911事件跟2012年的飓风 Sandy 都造成手机无法使用, 当时人们只能够在 payphone 排长龙等着用电话。 payphone 还有一个好处, 就是你可以用它来打 collect call, 就是对方付费的电话。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次再见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. How would you feel if your son called you from a payphone and said he was leaving university to go and do some acting in Hollywood? Well, I think you might feel the same way Ryan Reynolds' father did when he did this exact thing. Of course, if your son or daughter is going into acting or singing or something like that, you might be worried about their future. Are they really going to build a career out of this? Are they going to be able to make money? Well, in the case of Ryan Reynolds, it turned out okay. Let's continue learning about Ryan Reynolds' life now.
Ryan Reynolds. Struggling for good roles, Reynolds felt frustrated his first few years in Hollywood. Many of his films of that time remain unseen by his own eyes. He viewed his breakthrough role in the 2002 college comedy Van Wilder only once. Reynolds' next few films gradually won audiences over. Remarking on the pace, Reynolds says, "My career has been an inch at a time."
OK, 继续我们看 comedy 这个名词。 Comedy 是指喜剧, 例如 Bruce Almighty is one of my favorite comedies, 王牌天神是我最喜欢的喜剧之一。 它的反义词是 tragedy, T-R-A-G-E-D-Y, 意思就是指悲剧。 例如 The Tragedy Romeo and Juliet was written by William Shakespeare. 罗密欧与朱丽叶这部悲剧是由威廉莎士比亚所写的。 最后我们看的是 pace 这个名词。 Pace 是指步调, 或者是事情发生的速度。 例如 Slow down, I can't keep up with your pace. 慢一点, 我跟不上你的步调。 或者是 When Howard first moved to the country, it took him a while to adjust to the slower pace of life. 当 Howard 刚搬到乡下时, 他花了些时间适应当地较缓慢的生活步调。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, here in our lesson, we read, struggling for good roles, Reynolds felt frustrated his first few years in Hollywood. And you know, Gabe, it's not easy to start a career in Hollywood. It's actually very difficult, so I can definitely see why Reynolds would have been a bit frustrated.
I believe we have a friend who is trying to start a career in Hollywood. And yes, you're right, it's not easy to do that. And a lot of actors might have to go for several years before they do anything that is considered a hit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so actually, after a few years, that's pretty normal, but we read on here, many of his films of that time remain unseen by his own eyes. This cracks me up. I think this is funny. Mm-hmm. He hasn't seen some of his own films.
Right.
Maybe because he's ashamed of them, or he didn't like how he acted in them?
That's a very real possibility. Or, yeah, he just hadn't had an opportunity to see himself. But you know something, Gabe? I actually don't really like watching myself acting either.
So you can understand.
I can understand.
How he feels.
Yes, that's for sure. Well, anyway, we read, he viewed his breakthrough role in the 2002 college comedy, Van Wilder Only Once. Wow. Wait. Van Wilder Only Once. So he only watched it once.
Wilder. You've not seen this. Van Wilder?
Actually, I have not.
No. Okay, well.
I have not seen it.
Van Wilder. And he said, yes, he viewed it only once.
Mm-hmm. Only one time.
Oh, well, that's okay. I mean, you don't have to keep watching your own shows over and over again. Well, we continue here. Reynolds' next few films gradually won audiences over to him. Well, this is a good sign, and this is a great phrase, to win someone over. That means to do something to make others interested in you, or make others fall in love with you, or start to like you, to win them over.
Hey, I have another way that you can use this phrase. Right here, Philip never drank tea. I just love using tea in my examples.
I know.
But Philip never drank tea. But then he started dating this girl who loved drinking tea, and she won him over.
Hmm.
And now he drinks tea.
Interesting.
Yes.
Hey, maybe she won him over in different ways. She won him over, meaning that he became attracted to her, and she also won him over to her side so that he became interested in tea. Very good, Rebecca.
You know, that was a good example. Thank you.
I was thinking about a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
That I heard was really expensive.
Right.
I was kind of hesitant. I didn't really want to go check it out. But their bread rolls won me over. As an appetizer, they just give free bread rolls, and they won me over. I love those bread rolls. I go to that restaurant all the time now.
You know something, Gabe? My dad will go to a restaurant solely or only for the bread that they serve before the meal. That could be a meal in itself.
That's pretty funny. Well, friends, we continue on here. That remarking on the pace, Reynolds says, my career has been an inch at a time. That is a good phrase to know. A more common phrase is one step at a time. But another way you could say it is like Reynolds did. One inch at a time.
Exactly. And oftentimes we use this phrase when you say that something has been a process, or you just take it in little pieces, day by day, one step at a time, an inch at a time.
Well, friends, we know that you are improving one inch at a time. And one great way to do that is by playing games like the SC Challenge.
Yes.
Here we go.
Hello, friends. Let's meet the players for today's SC Challenge. What is your English name?
Eileen.
Eileen. And what's your English name?
Luke.
Great. So we have Luke and Eileen. Are you two excited?
Yeah.
Very excited.
Great. They seem very excited. Okay, well, let's review today's words. And Gabe is holding the words over there. We have nervous, escape, comedy, ha 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 ha, and pace. Okay, let's begin. Candy was really blank before she had to go on stage to sing. Candy was really blank. Was that a hand, Eileen?
Nervous.
Nervous. Were you a little nervous?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's see if that works. Candy was really nervous before she had to go on stage to sing. Excellent job. You don't need to be nervous. That was excellent. Okay, question number two. If you continue walking at this blank, you will arrive very soon. Luke!
I think it's pace.
Pace. Let's see if that works. If you continue walking at this pace, you will arrive very soon. Excellent job, Luke. You both have 1 point. Here's our game point. This year's summer play is going to be a blank. This year's summer play is going to be a blank. Is that kind of a hand, Luke? Are you thinking yes?
Take it. Comedy.
Comedy, let's see. This year's summer play is going to be a comedy! Excellent job! So 2 points for Luke. This time round, Luke won. Great job. But Eileen, you did a wonderful job as well. So we have a prize for you too. And of course, friends, thank you so much for playing with us today. And we will see you next time right here on the SC Challenge. Bye-bye! Excellent job. Great. Thank you for playing. That was so great.
Hello and welcome to our TV show, Startainment. I'm Liz.
And I'm Tina.
On our show, we talk about everything Hollywood.
Today, we are going to talk about the movie actor Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, I am such a fan of his.
Ryan's career has bombed quite a bit.
It is unfair to expect every movie he is in to be a hit.
Totally, Tina. Why do you like Ryan?
Well, I know a lot of people like Ryan because he is so handsome.
Guilty.
Haha. But I like him because I can relate with him.
Oh, how so?
When he was young, Ryan was really nervous.
I did not know that.
I am also the same. At times, I get really nervous.
Even now?
Well, not as much. I use comedy to diffuse nervousness.
How so?
Whenever I'm nervous, I'll tell a joke and feel better after everyone laughs.
Ah, so Ryan also tells jokes.
Yep, and he also started acting as a way to escape his strict father.
Oh, I have heard about that. I hope Ryan and his father are on better terms now.
They are. Well, we can talk about it right after our commercial break.
Okay, but before that, can you please tell us a joke?
Okay. Oh, I have one. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Let's forget about the joke. We'll be back after these commercials.
Gotta go 1 inch at a time, Rebecca.
Yep, that's the way it works in life.
And we're going to continue learning about Ryan Reynolds' life next time, so come back right here to
Studio Classroom. We'll see you then.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.